until tomorrow? Because my Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Young man, there's many a person alive now in Canada. And tomorrow night this time, they'll have said goodbye to earth. And they'll be in God's eternity. And the hymn writer asked the question, eternity where? Oh, if it were you this evening. If you were sitting in your last gospel meeting, face it tonight. If you were sitting in your last gospel meeting, on this occasion, never to sit in a meeting again, where would your soul be? Teach me to remember how short my time is. The Bible describes our lifespan. It describes it in James chapter 4 as a vapor. You've seen the vapor come out of the spout of the kettle and it comes out and it disappears. The Bible says, my days are even as a vapor that appeareth for a little while, then vanisheth away. Says, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. I can remember on one occasion in England being in a factory where they were weaving cotton. And I was taken in and I could see the machine working. And I knew there were shuttles there with the thread attached. But my dear friend, I couldn't see the shuttle. It was going so fast, human eye couldn't see it. And my Bible, Job 7:6 says, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. But I want you to come to Luke's Gospel chapter 12. And you remember that man, I would imagine a young man, at least he wasn't an old man. He had plenty of energy, he had plenty of vigor, plenty of life, apparently. You remember he was thinking only of material things. God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required. What if the word were past? This night should be thy last. Where would thy soul be cast? Where hide thy face? Young person, are you prepared to remember what God wants you to remember? Are you? Teach me to remember how short my time is. I believe God keeps books. And my dear friend, in God's book, there's a day when I'm born. And there's a day when I die. And all the doctors on earth cannot take me 5 minutes past God's boundary line for me. The number of our months are with him, not years. He has appointed our bounds, and we cannot pass. Oh friend, that brings me to this point in my little message now. You cannot, if you value your soul, if you do not want to be damned for God's eternity, you cannot afford to put off God's salvation even until tomorrow. And the word of God says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You're in time now. Tomorrow is eternity just hidden from your view. And I would ask you, dear friend, what are you going to do about your soul? What is your choice going to be? God has told you to remember how short your time is. We've told you about that man in Luke chapter 12. I was thinking of Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5. After the big parties, after the revelings, God's hand writing on the wall. And we read the awful death knell. Listen to it. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. My dear friend, God has appointed your bounds. You cannot pass. But tonight, we can offer you with God's word before us, and because of Calvary, salvation full and free. Only trust Him, only trust Him. Only trust Him now. He will save you. You're still in time. You still have an opportunity. The deadline has not been reached as yet. You could be saved tonight. Young man, in God's name, don't put it off. Young lady, let nothing. And I feel the Holy Spirit would have me emphasize that as I sit down. Let nothing, boyfriend, girlfriend, pleasure, sin, let nothing hinder you from trusting Christ and from getting the matter settled even this evening. May God bless His work.